Let's bring in Horicon softball coach Roger Schlieve as the Marsh Ladies back at the state tournament for the ninth time in program history. Coach, excitement in Horicon for once again getting back to the Goodman Diamond?
Yeah, it's always a good time. You know, good time when that happens. Kids worked hard, and like I said, we were, you know, it kind of wasn't expected for us because we were in a tough sectional. But you know what? They fought, and every game we played, we just hung in there and, you know, won a couple at the end. That's how it works once in a while.
Coach, can you kind of talk about your run? You said you won a couple at the end, including one against unbeaten and number one ranked Boscobel. Just what was that playoff run like for your squad heading into the state tournament, and what were some of the keys to you getting through?
The game against Boscobel, we played, like I said, their pitcher was a stud. She was throwing 64, 65 and kind of mowing us down with that rise ball. And so when we got a couple runners on, we found we could run on them, and they ran, stole second, stole third, and we suicided, squeezed the first one in, and then in the bottom of the seventh, we did it twice.
Cool.
So we got to go on and squeeze her home, and instead of going to one to get the out, they wanted to stop the run from tying, and we got another runner on, put in a fast girl, stole second, stole third, and squeezed her in for the winner.
Coach, you mentioned, you know, with the sectional, you said you weren't quite sure what was going to happen this year. But what were expectations of your squad heading into this season? Because for Horicon, it's almost always got to be ending up at the Goodman Diamond, right?
Right. It is. Like I said, you know, we're very young. Like I said, we start a couple of freshmen and very good freshmen and some sophomores. And so we're young. We, you know, like I said, last year we were one game from making it. And we thought this year, well, we have an opportunity if we play together well. And then through the middle of the season, we just weren't clicking like I was hoping we would, but then, you know, because we were playing a lot of weaker teams and we weren't doing what we needed to. When we faced a good team, it was a little tougher, but then all of a sudden all the good teams started coming at the end, and we started shoring up some things. The defense got better, our hitting got better, and our pitching got better. So, you know, and all of a sudden we found ourselves in the middle of everything, and now we know, hey, we can go win this thing now.
Coach, just what do you think the MO of your squad is this year? What kind of style? Is it a typical Horicon softball team?
Yeah, we're very fast. I mean, I got a lot of speed. I got some power. Great defense, again, like always. We always play good defense. And then, like I said, we got a couple good power hitters. So, you know, we're starting to blend into that team we're used to. Just good fundamental with some good speed and power.
Coach Lizzie Gibbs in the circle can kind of talk about what she brings to the table.
Accuracy. She doesn't miss much. I mean, she's got like 8 walks on the season, I think, something like that. She puts the ball around the plate, and when we struggle, she puts it down the middle too often. But now she's starting to really paint the corners well and hit her spots and still not walking people, and that's been the difference. She hasn't been missing down the middle. She's missing on the edges, which is way better. When she does that, we're a pretty good team then.
Coach, can you talk about your catcher behind the plate this year?
Yeah, Kiri, she is just a stud freshman. And said she also won the state championship in wrestling. So for a girl, she's just a really a tough kid, great arm, great hitter. I said she could be one of the best all-time catchers when she's done here. She's that good. She's got the capability of it, and she's just a really, really hardworking catcher and just a really nice player. Just knows the game well enough, and like I said, she just understands what we're trying to do here, and figured things out, and she's really getting good with it.
Well, Coach, if somebody hasn't seen your team play, talk about your infield and who they'll see out there on Thursday.
Well, Jelly is our third baseman. She was a first-team all-conference, unanimous choice. Really, she's got the big hit to get us a runner on in the seventh inning. She's just kind of a clutch player, good third baseman, nice and solid, does a good job. And then Paige Bake is at short. She's our senior, and she was also unanimous choice, first-team all-conference. Just fast as heck and just can run like a deer when she gets on. She's very tough to handle. And then at second base, we got, we call her Scooter, but Ella Vorlob, she's the one who got 2 of the squeezes in on Friday. Really good, solid second baseman. And then at first, we got Halla Schultz. Just really turned into a solid first baseman for us and plays very solid.
How about in the outfield? Can you talk about your young ladies out there?
Right. Well, I got Paige's sister in left. Maddie Bates, just a heck of an athlete. She'll probably end up being our shortstop next year. Very good athlete, very fast, can hit. And then Emma Miller's in center, and she's been a 4-year starter for us in the outfield. and just a solid player. She said 7 assists. She threw 5 girls out, go trying to get home on a, you know, hit up the middle. And she's our number 2 lefty slapper and can put the ball in play and just move runners. And then she's also fast. And then we got Mercedes Heller out in right. And she's a really good little power hitter for us and just a solid little defensive player.
Coach, what can you tell us about Iola Scandinavia?
Well, like I said, they're very well coached by Tom Anderson. Like I said, they got a really fast leadoff lefty that's fast. The pitcher is about, about like what we have, maybe a little bit not as much speed. But they're just a good, solid defense. They've got 2 or 3 really good hitters that you got to be careful of and pitch around them a little bit. But like I said, if we play our game, I think it should be, we should be able to get that one. The tough one to be if we get through them is Grantsburg. They're very good.
So can you give us a little thumbnail sketch of Grantsburg and Luther on the other side of the bracket?
Luther's okay. We beat them last year in sectionals pretty bad. I mean, they're okay, but they do come out of that weaker sectional. But you never know when you get to state. Anything can happen. But Grantsburg has played some good competition. 20-2, and they're just very, Don has been coaching them for years, and they're down there a lot. And they're, like I said, they got a good pitcher, and they got a good defense, and they got like 4 or 5 really good hitters. So they're going to be tough to beat if you get done because they played some good competition. You know, their only 2 losses are Pacelli and Superior, and Superior's down in Division I at the state tournament.
All right, Coach Roger Schlieve, I appreciate the time. Again, Horicon and Iola Scandinavia Thursday night, approximately 6:30 at the Goodman Diamond. And you can hear that on 1430 WBEV. The audio will also stream at dailydodge.com. Coach, thanks for the time, and we'll see you on Thursday.
Thank you, Wade. I appreciate your effort, okay?